I chose this passage on page 313 to 314 in Vineland because I think it can give us some insight that will help us gain a better understanding of the novel. The passage opens with Mucho suggesting that the 60s are over. The government and Reagan, or Ray Gunn, a nickname coined by Joan Baez, will be taking over soon, and they will try to control everything. A huge theme in Vineland is paranoia of government control. Mucho predicts that in the future, the government will control all things pleasurable. In a way, some of his predictions have already come true. There have been more and more restrictive controls on beer and cigarette use. Currently, the FDA warns against the dangers of fat, sugar, and salt. In the future, will they regulate some of these things? Will we be forced to buy our Big Macs, Twinkies, and Mountain Dew in dark alleys in the bad part of town? Pynchon dreads the day when there will be attacks on Cheetos and Nestle Quick. He thinks that the government is capable of taking such actions, and is eventually out to control us in as many ways as possible. Pynchon describes America as a scabland garrison state. The government is not tolerant of organized political dissent. In this passage, Zoid and Mucho, formerly known as Count Dragula, whose name resembles the pre-vampiric Dracula in Bram Stoker's novel, discuss how the state wants to control our perception of life and death. Throughout the book, Pynchon wants to blur the distinction between present and past, death and being alive. In Vineland, the dead can physically exist in the present. The Thanatoids, whose name means to resemble death, portray this strange dichotomy very well. Although the Thanatoids are dead, these individuals are able to live in communities, talk with living people, and of course, watch the tube. Zoid and Mucho suggest a population can never die. Perhaps the Thanatoids, flower children of the 60s, have attained this immortality. This passage also raises an interesting view of what the tube is for. Mucho claims the tube is a way for the man to make us forget, a way of distracting us. I think there are two ways of interpreting this. First of all, Pynchon argues that shows we see on TV define our perception of the past. Earlier in the novel, Prairie emphasizes her only perceptions of the hippie movement have come from TV shows. TV shows can also simply distract us with easy entertainment. It's interesting that the Thanatoid life is so consumed with TV. Is this strange area of death that they're floating through simply a death of their free-spirited ideas and in individuality? Finally, this passage is a good example of how flashbacks are seamlessly integrated into the novel. During this passage, we are taken out of the time of the narration, but the plot continues to flow as if it were the present. With this deconstructive play with space-time, I think Pynchon wants to show that the present and past are inseparable. Our view of the past is partially defined by its representation in the present. In this novel, TV serves to provide that representation. After Zoid and Mucho listen to Sam Cooke, one of the first gospel singers, there's a scene with Zoid playing pinball with Prairie sitting on top of the machine. Zoid comments that Prairie should enjoy it while it lasts. Similar to Prairie, the hippies were entertained by lights and colors, although their experience was induced by drugs, not a pinball machine. Perhaps Pynchon is suggesting that this movement was doomed to fail. Like Prairie, this generation must grow up and the entertainment goes away. Or possibly, Pynchon is suggesting that the movement eventually got too big, just as Prairie will get too big for the glass to hold her. I think that Zoid is the character I can most sympathize with in the novel. At the end of the reading, he sniffles his longing for Farnese. Prairie responds by saying Fiss. Zoid interprets this to mean fog, but a better guess might have been Miss.